City had a meeting last night, and we talked the last time you were here about interest on the part of the folks up at the Homestead in improving the roads, and now you have a petition. So where are we with that?
Yeah, since that time, Homestead did submit a petition for looking at the feasibility of paving the road. Not sure if that's curb and gutter or what it is, depending on the cost, of course. And so Mike Roth, the city administrator, along with a person from Soil and Water, will meet with the Homestead Board next week on Thursday to kind of lay out some options and move on from there.
Okay, and speaking of that kind of thing, down at the park, electrical upgrades to campsites that they're working on for the bigger rigs. Are we going to see that happen?
Oh, yeah, it's in works right now. They let the contract for that upgrade in the electrical capacities there. Those larger sites then are going to have 50-amp capabilities, and that's what a lot of those big rigs need and want, and so that's moving along nicely. I think completion they're looking at is pretty soon already.
Well, that's good, because obviously the people are heading north. As we just heard in a report that I had on the community center, the pool issue at the community center is a interesting situation for the city of Grand Marais, and I understand the county has sent a letter to the city about that.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of back and forth correspondence. The city, unfortunately, is in some kind of an agreement with an old contractor, kind of forcing us to use them in any kind of thing that the city is involved in. And so if the county would agree to use that architectural firm, then we'd be fine and certainly be willing to participate. Without that agreement, however, we'd probably have to hold off for a while and maybe participate in some other aspect of the community center.
So this was kind of just an olive branch extension from the county asking you to participate if you can, or what?
Oh, I'm not sure I would call it an olive branch. More like a willow switch.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, we won't carry it.
No, we won't go there.
Okay. So the sewer water plant got an accommodation, and they get them pretty frequently, but that's not an automatic thing.
Yeah, that's really a nice thing about this town is we have so many different areas that do such a good job. And Tom Nelson and his bunch down there at the water plant received a commendation from the Pollution Control Agency, a very nice one. And so I'm planning to go down there next week and present that to Tom and his crew, and with corresponding coverage by the newspaper.
Okay, great. Well, before I let you go, let's talk about the lake levels and the ramps at the lake.
That's a personal favorite of mine. The lake is down, I'm going to say a foot, it may not be that much, but since we have floating docks down in the marina there, the access ramps to those floating docks are really getting steep. And so Dave Terstig, along with his staff, has installed handrails for getting down to those floating docks. I think that's going to be a real big help and safety feature.
Okay. We've been talking with Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson, and we will talk with you again, sir, after the next meeting.
Thank you very much.